You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
We have just wrapped up a four-day online convention called the Cosmic Code. I'm Vince Kelvin, and I'm really thrilled because it was absolutely phenomenal, and I'm here with somebody that is helping people to become your own boss and to start to think no longer like an employee, but like an entrepreneur, a true entrepreneur. He's been helping people globally for now over two decades to start to find more freedom and live no longer in the confinement of a 9-to-5 regulation and a paycheck that depends on somebody else. He's helped so many guys this weekend to have revelations, breakthroughs. Here he is. I'm pleased to bring you Joe Nicasio. How are you, Joe?
I am blessed to be in your presence, Vince.
Likewise, Joe. I always love what you bring. And, you know, I personally have been benefited tremendously from your assistance throughout the years. We have to say that you were truly instrumental in the manifestation of the very first convention we ever did. You also got us some incredible press, KTLA5. You manifested that at the time. So thank you for all of that. Joe, there's never been a better time and a more needed, urgent demand for starting to no longer depend on other people. You know, so many people suddenly have no more paycheck. So tell us about how essential it is to start to step up at that level.
Well, it's very essential, and there's more sense of urgency now. You know, just a couple months ago, Vince, you know, a lot of people have said, Joe, I want to start a business, but, you know, there's no urgency around it because I got job security and I got a regular paycheck. And then when this COVID-19 thing hit, a lot of people, like 60 million people, became unemployed, which is just like mind-blowing. And so all of a sudden, like, job security just boom, like with just a couple government regulations on social distancing, and all of a sudden our employers have let a lot of people go. And so that sense of urgency is really more powerful now than ever. And I think it's important to get the guidance to start a business properly, because I'm sure you've heard the statistics, you know, 9 out of 10 businesses fail in the first 5 years. And yet there are certain people that succeed like consistently every time in business. And, you know, if you failed in business in the past, you know, I think one of the fears is like we have this, so many people want to be an entrepreneur, and yet at the same time, many people are petrified and they're scared because they've heard of failure, or maybe they tried something in the past and they failed. And I just want to let people know, if you're listening to this, if you failed in the past, you're not a failure and you're not to blame, and it's not your fault, because entrepreneurship is not effectively taught in the school system. They just don't effectively teach people to start successful businesses, because if the school system was teaching that, we'd have a lot more people succeeding. And what's happening is a lot of the solutions that people offer about starting your own business, they're partial solutions, or they have an agenda. I'll teach you to be an entrepreneur if you come into my insurance company and, you know, sell our insurance products, or I'll teach you to be an entrepreneur if you join my multi-level. And so those people that recruit us into entrepreneurship that way have a specific agenda. Instead of asking the real question, what's the right business for Vince Kelvin, or what's the right business for, you know, Mary Smith? The biggest reason people fail in business is they don't even choose the right business for them and their personality. So it's critically important now, and it's critically important that you do it right, because if you do it right, I really have the belief that success is inevitable when you master the basics. Success is inevitable when you do everything right. And failure, this idea of failure, that's unacceptable. And I tell people, you know, 9 out of 10 businesses fail, but not on my watch. We're going to make sure you do it right so you don't fail. Are you there?
Yes. Okay, Joe, you're back. So we flow with this one because I think that's part of secrets to success in life. You got to flow with it. If there's a little interruption, just go with it. So we couldn't hear you for a brief moment. You're back. Now, it leads me to the following question. I think it's also important to know that it would be easy to have a false notion of being an entrepreneur, because I know that it's, especially for you, the kind of coaching that you offer, it's inspiration for people to follow their heart and succeed. I remember you helped a gentleman to go from a 9-to-5 to being a professional, successful DJ. And you mentioned this weekend a fascinating story about a lady who was selling, and forgive me, I registered it, but I cannot voice it the way you did. Yeah, horse salt. So I also want to really clarify for people who don't know you that it's not necessarily, you know, if we're like business driven from the get-go, let's say somebody went to a business school or they grew up in a business, for them there's that conventional traditional sense of, oh, I'm a businessman. And yet it's really about being innovative and finding success following your passion. So I'd love to hear stories about people who followed their own heart and got to be innovative and succeeded in fields that are maybe less common, but nevertheless can be very rewarding and truly profitable.
Yeah, you know, the one that really pops in my mind right now is Sumedh Chatterjee. You know, Sumedh's a bright guy. He's from Kolkata, India, and he has traveled the world. He's studied, I think he got a master's degree in coaching psychology from a school in, I think, London. But when he came to me, he was like this amazing transformational coach, and he had a tremendous amount of knowledge. And he had a specialized interest in getting into the flow state, getting into the state of flow. And through working with him, he really got excited that, like, you mean I can actually turn this flow thing into an actual income? And he started the Flow Zone Academy. And, you know, Sumedh paid me my full price in U.S. dollars. And he is making money. And he, you know, I don't know how his money compares to other people, but, you know, it might be small in U.S. dollars, but when you live in India where everybody, when you're earning dollars but living on rupees, the lifestyle can actually be pretty good. And so, yeah, that's, you know, really, what are you good at? What are you passionate about? And anything that you're passionate about that can actually improve other people's lives, maybe if you can improve somebody's life, then you have the basis of a business that can be successful.
Wow. Joe, you know, that's fascinating. I just want to insert a side note that I didn't know that he had worked with you, but I recently was a guest on his podcast, and that was a spectacular experience. You know, I'm often invited on podcasts and so on, but that one was a superior experience. So I'm thrilled to know that. It's a small world. I didn't know. I didn't make the connection at the time. But anyway, please continue. I just wanted to insert that. I was invited to be a guest on his podcast not too long ago. It was a beautiful experience.
And you know what's really what's really exciting about that is he hired me, and then he started really doing this. And what's happening is he's becoming a thought leader in the flow coaching space. And it's really exciting to see the student. You know, I'm so blessed because the students that hire me are bright people that you know, they're bright at what they do, but they just haven't learned how to necessarily turn it into, you know, marketing to generate leads and turn it into, you know, sales that turn into cash. And so for a guy who's bright as a coach and not making money, and then he hires me and he figures out his specialty and then he really lives that passion and he's turning it into cash, to me, that fills my heart to know that I'm impacting people and taking their passions and helping them turn their
passions. I think it's one of the greatest gifts to the self. One of the greatest gifts to the self is to grant yourself the permission to no longer be enslaved by a schedule that doesn't suit you, to no longer be enslaved by directions from somebody that has a purpose and a passion that may not be yours, but to begin to do that. And now the big question right there, for many, it's not easy to start. There's the concern that if they drop their current job now too soon, you know, that they may not be okay. Personally, I'm the do or die type, and I will back it up whatever it takes. So my approach has always been you begin now and don't give yourself any other options than succeeding. And if you have that mindset, you can only succeed. But I put myself in the shoes, you know, I've been in relationships where the girl was bound to doing all those hours, or suddenly she couldn't hang out with me during the weekend because she was still waiting for her schedule, you know.
Right.
And I've witnessed that, you know, I have a lot of sympathy. Like it's 5, 6 p.m., maybe make it home 7 p.m., where and when and how do you find the time? But being a coach myself, I also know that you got to make the time. So what best recommendation you have for the person that wants to, they're tempted, but they don't know that initial transition? What's the first step, you know? Because there's the reference of success. We hear the story. We witness the stories of others. But how do we begin?
Well, I think first step, and I think you're absolutely right about having a sense of urgency. You know, one of my clients is a guy named Les Brown, and his new book is called You've Got to Be Hungry. And, you know, if you're not hungry, you might as well just stay on that job. So the first step is to have the hunger to actually do your own, you know, to actually be the man instead of work for the man. So the first thing is you got to have that hunger. The second, you know, having that hunger is something you can develop while you're on the job. The second thing is you need to have a plan. You need to have a blueprint. You need to, like, step by step have railroad tracks of, like, first I'm going to do this and then next I'm going to do that. And then, you know, you could just leave your job, but, you know, for most people, they, if they have an income, you don't want to cut your income off until you're ready to really go full speed ahead. And so the next step is to start, you know, building it out while you have that job. See if you can get your first one or two or five or 10 customers. And then once you prove that you can get customers and you can turn it into cash and you've got a good plan to scale it up and grow it up to a bigger level, then, you know, leave your job. But don't do it until you know that you've got a plan and some proof of concept that it can work. So that's really my recommendation is, you know, create the blueprint before you build the building. And once you know that you can get small results, then, you know, once you can validate a small test, then you can play at a bigger game after that.
Wow. So you have coached Les Brown. Side note number one, we had a performer this weekend who has a track with in the background, you know, Buck Bowen, where here and there you hear the voice of Les Brown in the background. Les Brown, the motivator. For me, I owe Les Brown a lot because he brought me to the realization that I could do it through an incredible act. I tell the story very fast, but 2.5 decades ago, I went to see Les Brown, the motivator at Agape Church in Los Angeles. And I felt a calling to do that. I felt like that was what I wanted to do. I waited. There were about 1,000 people. I said hello to him a first time. I told him my name, took a pic, and he signed the book. And then I waited to the side. And little by little, you know, less and less people. Down to the end, there was Les Brown, Reverend Michael Beckwood, as well, and I mispronounced the name, forgive me, and a jazz performer, I think, called The Panther. And there's Les, a PA there, a photographer, and they take one last picture, and I'm about 10 feet away, still in awe, and Les Brown remembers my name, and he says, "Vince, why don't you come in the picture too?" And the picture, I still have it. My smile is so big, I can't believe that I'm with them. That was way before cell phones or any of that. Take the picture. He shakes my hand once again. And his PA asked me for my address. A little less than a week goes by, and the picture is in the mail. So that was priceless.
Nice.
And everybody can have that moment of realization that you have it in you too. Here's my next question. Speaking of the greats, Tony Robbins often says most people overestimate what they can do short term and underestimate what they can do long term. So I've also witnessed a lot of people, they get started with their business, but they want everything right here and right now, and they get too impatient, and they go nowhere with it. They give up too soon. So what recommendations would you have? What's an intelligent time frame to spread it? You know, when I go for a project, my personal protocol is I begin right now. I don't even question it. I start now. But I also stay very patient. So we have the polarity of those who never get started, and we, on the other hand, have those who get started, but they get too impatient, they freak out. It's important to maybe also have a grace period when people go to college. There's a little gap in college, you know, maybe once in a while you're going to eat pizza, you know, dry pizza. It's not going to be a five-star meal, and maybe you're not going to take a vacation. But you're in college, and you're investing, and that's okay for the time being. So I like that mindset of grace period, even if it gets tough for a couple months or even a couple years, you're investing. So what's your take on this, Joe, please?
You know, I learned a lesson from you. I think it was kind of New Year's Eve or something about a year or two ago, and I was around you, and somebody asked, "What are your aspirations for next year?" And you said, "I don't have aspirations. Aspirations are for pussies." You said that I have motherfucking mandates. And so the thing is, you know, don't have an aspiration to have a business. Like, make it a mandate. Like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make it work until. The other thing is, you know, we overcomplicate business. You know, you've seen my business develop over the years. But you really want to start from a place of, I will solve your problems and you will pay me money. Okay, we don't have to overcomplicate it. And so you want to identify what are the problems I'm good at solving that people pay to solve, and then let people know, oh, you have that kind of problem, I can solve you that problem for you, and here's how much it will cost. And so we can start at a very, very basic level to get started. And then as time goes on, we can start building the systems. You know, if you want to go from 0 to 5 or 10K a month, you're going to probably do it by being a hunter, like hunting the next client, you know, hunting where your next customer comes from. You're going to do it on a hustle. But to get to that next level of 10 to 15 or 20 or even 30 or 40K a month, you're going to need to do it by building systems. And then if you want to get to that next level, going from maybe 40 to 80,000 a month or 160,000 a month, in order to go into that space, you're going to do it by, you know, lubricating the system. You know, most systems have some friction built into the system. So when we open up the flow, everything gets better. So you get started by hustle and getting those first customers. And then as you grow your business, you become more and more systematic. So you create automated lead generation. You create better ways of closing the sale. And you become better at delivering your service and being more scalable, delivering in a more scalable way. So don't worry about having all the pieces immediately. You start by declaring, it's a mandate. I'm going to start this business. I'm going to make it work. Here's the problems I solve. And then you start identifying, do you have this problem? I'm an expert at solving that problem. Would you like to pay me? And it can be really that simple. And we get more sophisticated and more systematic as time goes by. So don't worry about having all the pieces. You know, the first step is to like figure out a way that you can make that first $1,000 a month. This isn't about becoming a billionaire. It's about getting started. You know, Apple Computer didn't start as a billion-dollar company. It started as two guys in a garage that said, let's build a computer that people can use in their own home. So start small and then scale up from there. And I promise you that you can create a business that works. You can get your cash register to ring. And you can get started in a very simple, way.
Well, there's also the gut factor. You know, it was interesting this weekend because we had so many spectacular references in a variety of fields of people who really come at it initially from a much higher place of urgency, intensity, certainty, being totally affirmed. Eric Hypnotica, my spiritual brother, Raj Jepar, Deep Bazaar, everybody, you know, we had Bad Boy from Croatia. One of the common thread, it's intense and it's certain from the get-go, while on the other hand, initially, and then you helped him brilliantly, but it was a gentleman that said, yeah, you know, I kind of want to start my own business, and if we start from that place, we're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like trying to toss a ball and barely moving the arm, trying to write with a pen and barely brushing the paper. Nothing is going to stay. So what is key at the level of also bringing some intensity into it?
Yeah, you know, I work with clients, and before I allow somebody to hire me, I ask on a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you to growing your business? You know, I charge $5,000 for 6 months of coaching with a guarantee you're going to make your money back and double it. And if you don't, I'll keep working with you until you do. I promise you that this is going to multiply your investment. And I always ask people, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, how committed are you to creating a business that works? And sometimes people say something like 9.5. And I have to say, I'm sorry. I can't take you as a client unless you're a complete 10 committed. Because I'm a level 10 committed to your success. I actually guarantee that you're going to get a result. But if I'm a level 10 committed to your success and you're only a 9.5, that's a problem. If I'm more committed to your success than you are, we got a problem. And so what do we need to do to get you to level 10? Because I only work with people that are level 10 committed to success. Because if you're not level 10, you're not going to succeed. So what do we need to do to get you there? And I coach them through that process. And the truth is if you don't have the fire in your belly to make this happen, just go get a job and be somebody else's bitch. But if you have the fire in the belly, you can never, you know, step into that space again. You can start owning your life and be truly more self-reliant instead of employer-reliant. And you can, you know, not only make money, but you can do meaningful work and have a lot more freedom in your life. But it only happens if you're level 10 committed to your success.
I want to talk about that freedom in just a second. If we recap, so you extract tremendous value from this free recording right now. First, we dismiss the misconception that some may have where business is only one-dimensional, and we realize that you've helped people become a successful professional DJ. You've helped many become social coaches. You've helped a gentleman become a flow coach. You've helped a lady. What was she selling again with the horses?
Himalayan salt licks for horses.
I recall also a great story about a gentleman who was a massage therapist, you know, artist, you name it. Then go ahead.
I worked with a master farrier who does horseshoes on million-dollar horses.
Wow. So that being clear, and you broaden your awareness because, you know, it's about being a true innovator. We had one podcast not too long ago with a tattoo artist, you know, that has been notoriously known and successful for two decades now. We have also on board with us a gentleman that became viral with his family on YouTube and social media, and they make movies, so he's able to follow his own schedule and be with his family. Family is very important for him. So there's all those different combinations. Number two, we realize also that even if you kind of bound by a certain schedule, you can still begin now. Number three, we've also established that you have a variety of ways to do the transition, but you've got to start right here and right now. Then there's the idea of bring some intensity in it. My final question would be, it's tempting. We know it. We hear about it. And until we have it, we may not realize just how absolutely awesome it can be. So, Joe, I called you this morning. I know where you were at yesterday. You were with us at the Cosmic Code. In less than 24 hours, you are now in Sedona, Arizona. Is Sedona in Arizona? It is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the level of freedom, and I asked you, was it pre-planned? And your answer was no. So just to help people realize that it's beyond just business and so on. It's really about granting yourself a life that's worth living with a lot of freedom, with a lot of liberties, you know. I've worked very diligently this morning. I'm about to go to bed. My girlfriend is right there. It's noon. I feel like I want to take a little nap, you know. Then I may go to the park, and then I may hustle for a couple more hours. I do it the way I want it, when I want to do it. So it's a great gift. It's a gift I wish for pretty much everybody. And I think it's the future. The future would be more and more work from home. So anyway, I pass it to you. I spoke for the whole weekend.
Let me talk today.
I appreciate it.
Let me just talk about that just a minute. And that is, you know, most people are in careers by design, the default, and we want to be in a career by design. So, you know, I've designed my business so I can run it. As long as I got a laptop and a cell phone and an internet connection, I can serve my clients from anywhere on the planet. It doesn't matter if I am in Sedona, Arizona, or Los Angeles, or, you know, anywhere. As long as I'm on my scheduled calls when I agree to do that with my clients, then, and I'm giving them value, then they'll continue paying me. And you can do that too. You know, you can, if you want to travel and run a business, then let's build your business in such a way that you offer tremendous value. You know, you impact people's lives and do it in a way that gives you the freedom that you can have, but you never, you know, no employer is designing the job to give you freedom. They're actually designing it to actually keep you around enslaved into serving their cause. But when you're designing your own business, you can build it around the lifestyle that you want to create and make the income you want to make and have the impact. And that's really what it's all about. You know, we all want the money, and the money is important, but the money comes from the impact. And when you change lives for the better, man, I know personally, I sleep like a baby at night because I know I'm making a positive contribution. I'm a massive contribution to the people I serve, and they are very grateful, and that's why they keep paying me. And you can do that for yourself and your business too. So it's available for you.
And Joe, in conclusion, yes, it's, I love to travel. There is also the benefit in the polarity. If for whatever reason, traveling would no longer be allowed, if for whatever reason we are again confined at home, then you also have the benefit that you don't have to go anywhere. You can still exercise your passion in a way that's profitable. So, you know, we don't know where the situation is going, but maybe in conclusion, the recommendation for people to also, once again, urgency, prepare. Don't take it for granted. The story of the three little pigs, one was just dancing and singing and built a house of straw. And when the big bad wolves came around, it was all gone. So, you know, build something solid. And I think it goes without saying that it is a very, very wise decision to right here, right now, prepare, anticipate, pray for the best, but be ready for the worst. The time is now. You've been listening to Joe Nicasio that will help you to genuinely, truly get started at that level. I think it's essential to make a difference for others. We need to point them in the right direction. Give yourself that gift. Words of conclusion, Joe, and where people can find you and read more about all the services that you offer.
Yeah, just in conclusion, when you are employer reliant or government reliant or family reliant, other people can pull your strings. You know, when COVID-19 hit, the world, everybody else was shutting down, but I wasn't. And you know why? Because I'm in charge of my own destiny. So you can be in charge of your own destiny, too. And if you want help with that, reach out. Probably, you know, the best way for you to get a hold of me now, or if you just want help in this, you're not ready to, like, you know, hire me as your coach, but, you know, you want to start getting familiar, is I've started a business incubator community in Facebook. It's big. If you go to businessincubatorcommunity.com, it'll forward you into that. And when you get there, you can sign up for a free copy of my book. And there's resources that are in there and more resources to come. And if you want to just find out more about my program, just go to employeeescapeplan.com. And at the top of the page, there's a, you know, free connection call that's available to you. So, you know, if you want to reach out and have a conversation, just go to my website, employeeescapeplan.com, click the schedule link, and we can have that first conversation to see if I can point you in the right direction and help you start building your business so you can be more self-reliant instead of employer-reliant.
Joe, as I thank you tremendously, and I look forward to continue this conversation, perhaps in a part two. And I know you're teaching at many of the upcoming events. The book Clarification, is that your best-selling book?
Resurrecting America's Entrepreneurial Spirit it's available. And you know, I wrote that book in 2012, and. You know, it's actually a little bit, I guess I'm, back then I was ahead of my time. Now I'm looking like I was a visionary. But, you know, a lot of people are afraid to start businesses, and I identified 21, reasons people are afraid to start their business, the spirit killers, and I came up with the spirit builders to overcome them. So,
wow. I read the book. I remember the release of the book and everything. Phenomenal. Wow.
Yeah, and so, you know, on the one hand, people want to have, they want to start a business, but at the same time, there's a lot of fear associated around it. And I wrote that book specifically to help you overcome those fears, because the best way to overcome your fears is to have a more powerful faith. And, you know, with a mustard seed of faith, you can move mountains. And, you know, I had some missionaries tell me, you know, if you pray to God to help to move a mountain, don't be surprised if he delivers you a shovel. So it takes a lot of work to start a business, but it's worth it.
Yeah, do the work. Well, I want to thank you, Joe. Phenomenal. A lot of pure gold. And this wraps up this interview. It's interesting also that out of the 40 speakers that were there this weekend at the Cosmic Code Convention, that was recorded, by the way, you can check out the recordings. Well, everybody was in that position of when COVID-19 hit, nobody was affected business-wise because they all had pre-planned. Many of them have worked with Joe. Thank you again. You've heard Joe Nicasio, and I'm Vince Kelvin. Until next time.
magic of the world's largest online convention ever. Go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.